again to another edition of Let Loud and Caribbean Sound. My name is Ronken Iwa. Your host with me in studio is my Baka C4.
Yep, we there.
All right, quickly, let's inform you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A, at R-C-I-S-T-L-U-C-I-A.com. Tell Iowa at R-C-I-St-Lucia.com. And believe me when we say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your experience. Whatever it is that you're going through, right here in the program, Letla on RCI. Folks, remember, Letla is Richard E. for everybody. So be careful with your contribution. Like we often say, you can quarrel, you can be passionate, make your point, but keep it clean. Okay, right, fam? Right. Keep it clean. And we know you have an opinion on love, so don't keep it to yourself. This is the program for you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what's on your mind. So the number you need to dial is 452-3046. 452-3046. If you're overseas, 1-758-452-3046 is the number. 452-3046. You can try sending us a VN, a voice note. Keep it about 20 seconds there, 25 seconds thereabouts, so we can access it. All right? When you're calling, turn down the volume on your radio, your smart speaker, your computer, whatever it is you're listening to us on, because we do not want any feedback. We want to hear you loud and clear. All right? First-time callers, identify yourself. All you need to say is, first-time caller, we love it. We love that. We love all our callers. Today, we love the ladies' callers, the lady callers, female callers the most. But first-time callers, you are very, very important to us. Just say first-time caller and make your contribution after we read this afternoon's letter. Now, on International Women's Day, we're reading the letter from a gentleman. Yes, a gentleman has written. And his letter reads, listen up. Castle Ronken, the girl and I have been having problems. Not now. Bro, when she make up her mind, she is the sweetest person ever. But when you see she lose it, boy, that girl is a beast. As a man, I believe that no matter what you're going through in your relationship, as a woman, you have to remain calm. Be a lady at all times. But again, the woman has been showing some signs, that she can lose it. I cannot talk to another girl and she's around. She tell me it does hurt her.
Wow.
She does just join the conversation and tell the person she's my girlfriend. Wow. She does just join the conversation and tell the person she's my girlfriend. Ronken, I always saw the danger in that, And she has always been like that. But bro, after a while, I just thought that it was outright disrespectful. And I ended up paying for it. She claims it's me that get her crazy. But when I check it, the girl losing it from day one. Ronken, I went to a function. I bathed, dressed, everything in front of her. I left home. She has seen nothing. She was lying on the bed watching me. We lived together. I was at the party. It was my friend's birthday. I was dancing with her. She in front, I behind. Okay.
All right, Pop.
Really enjoying myself. Castle Ronken, I just feel boop in my back. Crazy part of that little, I really like it. Ronken, I just feel boop in my back. And she grabbed me from behind and pulled me. I end up sitting down on the floor. Now tell me, how is me that making you behave like that? Castle, that is how the girl is. Then she attacked my friend. Wow. She don't know the girl from nowhere. She wrong. You cannot do that. But no, don't tell her nothing. She vexed. She want to fight. You don't know who the girl is. And you doing that? So while she was trying to hit the girl, I was shielding my friend. Good for you, bro. Boy, Ronken, the girl shouting, that's your woman. That's your tut-tut woman. That's what I live in a home to go and do. How she go do me back? I take my friend, I go outside, I tell her I going home. I go in my car. Imagine Rankin, the birthday girl, tell me drop her home. She didn't want to go back to her own party. Yo, I dig her as on that. I tell her stay. She said no, she don't want to. So I drop her and I go at my home. When the girl got back home now, bro, the girl quarreling from about after midnight until about 3 in the morning. She want answers. Look at this. They always want, she want answers. She want to talk. And Rankin, I just want to sleep. That's, I was boiling inside, bro, because it's only so much a man can take. Rankin, I was so vexed. After 3 in the morning, I just go for a drive. The girl do all kind of tut-tut in front of the car to prevent me from going, you know. She claim it's woman I go in and meet. Cause the girl stand up in front of the car, hitting my bonnet. Whoa, that's a crazy one, bruh. I just drive off. It's later in the day I check myself. I should not have done that. She was lucky she didn't get hit. She jump out of the way. I reach all Pigeon Point. While I was by the beach, I call her. And I tell her, take everything she have at my home and just go. When I come back, I don't want to see her there. As a Rankin, the girl mash up my TV. She mash up my laptop. Cut up my clothes. That's a crazy one, bro. Rankin, after all what that go on, I thought she would have go. When I got back home, I seen all the damage the girl do. And she crying. If I see what I make her do. Okay, I myself so vexed. I ain't know what to do. I go back in my car. I go down the road and check a partner. I cool out there for the whole day. I went back home about after 5 in the afternoon. Rankin, a totally different person when I reach home in the afternoon. She apologized. She says she will buy back my stuff. But she don't want to leave me. Let's work it out. Rankin, the way the woman made me feel and the anger I had, I could have hurt her. Now, she ain't gonna know that because instead of staying and listening to the girl saying things to burn me, and I end up doing something stupid, I drive in away. Good for you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. We support that. We support that.
Yeah.
All right, so... Why are you driving away?
But, bro...
driving away, mama. The little I just do its own thing there. Let's see.
Hey, look at that, you. Scroll down. But bro,
I didn't want to feel that way again. She tell me she loved me, and she wasn't thinking. Please forgive her. She don't want to lose me. It's hard for her to trust me because of the way I just make her feel. Rankin, the girl have a thing in her head. And that do have nothing to do with me. The girl does make up her own stories. So how not working? Is she even capable of being a different person? Will she stop? I know she can be a sweet person when she makes up her mind. But Gasa, I worry that go happen again. Can it work? Or should I let her go, bro? Should I let her go? Let me read it one more time so you get it. You get it properly. And then we call 452-3046. Cancer Rankin, the girl and I have been having problems. Not now. Bro, when she make up her mind, she is the sweetest person ever. But when you see she lose it, boy, that girl is a beast. As a man, I believe that no matter what you're going through in your relationship, as a woman, you have to remain calm. Be a lady at all times. But again, the woman has been showing some signs, that she can lose it. I cannot talk to another girl and she around. She tell me it does hurt her. She does just join the conversation and tell the person, that's my girlfriend. Rankin, I always saw the danger in that, and she has always been like that. But bro, after a while, I just thought that it was outright disrespectful, and I ended up paying for it. She claims it's me get her crazy, but when I check it, the girl losing it from day one. Rankin, I went to a function. I bathe, dress, everything in front of her. I left home. She has seen nothing. She was lying on the bed watching me. We live together. I was at the party. It was my friend's birthday. I was dancing with her. She in front, I was behind. Really enjoying myself. Castle Rock, and I just feel boop in my back. And she grabbed me from behind and pulled me. I end up sitting down on the floor. Now tell me, how is me that making you behave like that? Gasser, that is how the girl is. Then she attacked my friend when she don't know the girl from nowhere. She's wrong. You cannot do that. But no, no, don't tell her nothing. She vexed. She want to fight. You don't know who the girl is and you're doing that? So while she was trying to hit the girl, I was shielding my friend. Boy, Runkin, that's your woman. Huh? That's your woman. That's your tut-tut woman. That's what you're leaving me home to go and do. I doing you back. I take my friend, I go outside. I tell her I going home. I go in my car. Imagine Runkin, the birthday girl, tell me drop her home. She didn't want to go back to her own party. Yo, I dig her on that. I tell her stay. She said no, she don't want to stay. So I drop her and I go at my home. When the girl got back home now, Runkin, the girl quarreling from about after midnight until 3 in the morning. She want answers. Runkin, she want to talk. And I just want to sleep. As I was boiling inside, bro, because it's only so much a man can take. I saw vex. After 3 in the morning, I just go for a drive. The girl do all kind of tutut in front of the car to prevent me from going, you know. She claim his woman I going and meet. Gasa, the girl stand up in front of the car, hitting the bonnet, Runkin. I just drive off. It's later in the day, I check myself, I should not have done that. Bruh! She was lucky she didn't get hit. She jumped out of the way. I reach Old Pigeon Point. While I was by the beach, I call her and I tell her, take everything she have there and just go. When I come back, I don't want to see you there. As a Runkin, the girl mash up my TV. She mash up my laptop. She cut my clothes. Why? Runkin, after all what that go on, I thought she would have go. When I got back home, I seen all the damage the girl do. And she's crying. If I see what I make her do. Runkin, I myself so vexed. I ain't know what to do. I go back in my car. I go down the road and check her partner. I cool out there for the day. I went back home about after 5 in the afternoon. Runkin, a totally different person when I reach home in the afternoon. She apologized. She says she will buy back my stuff. But she don't want to leave me. Let's work it out. Runkin, the way the woman made me feel and the anger I had, I could have hurt her. Now, she ain't gonna know that because instead of staying and listening to the girl say things to burn me, and I end up doing something stupid, I driving away, Runkin. But, bro, I don't ever want to feel that way again. She tell me she loved me and she wasn't thinking. Please forgive her. She don't want to lose me. It's hard for her to trust me because of the way I just make her feel. Runkin, the girl have her thing in her head and that don't have nothing to do with me. The girl does make up her own stories. So how that working? Is she even capable of being a different person? Will she stop? I know she can be a sweet person when she make up her mind, but Gasa, I worried that go happen again. But can it work? Or should I let her go, bro? Should I let her go? 4523046 is the number to call. This is Lekla on Radio Caribbean International. We want to hear from you. Hey, don't keep your opinion to yourself. Tell us what is on your mind regarding this afternoon's Lekla. First time callers, don't forget. Just indicate that you are a first-time caller and go right ahead with your contribution. Should he let her go? Or should he try to work things out with her on this International Women's Day? Should he let her go? Or should he try to work things out? Can it work out? Can it work between the two? How can they work this out? What is it that they can do to get things or get back together? Or, well, perhaps it's in together, but to get things smooth sailing again. What can be done? Will things be able to work out after that? After what happened there? After what went down at the party? Should he go back? Should he try to mend things, huh? And imagine she watch him get dressed. But what did he do, though? What did he do, listeners? What did he do to deserve that kind of treatment? Does he have anything with that girl? Huh? What is on your mind? Do you think that he has anything with her? Why does she want to make back? After all that drama? After putting on such a show? Do you think he has something with her? Should he let her go? Man, I tell you, man. You know. And they're thinking that, but babes, why are you behaving that way? Why did you do all that only to want to go back with him?
That's crazy.
Is he not a bad, is he a bad person? Maybe not. Maybe not. But why do you want to go back? Why do you want to stay? After behaving in such a way. And I agree with him, man, Gasa. And you know, I agree with him, man. You know, when you are that upset, he did the best thing ever, you know. And fellas, you know, we could take a page in mid-booker. Move away. I love that, you know. Just go. Now, you realize the man was trying to go and you realize what she did see for.
She stopped. She tried to stop him. Stand up in front of the car.
Stand up in front of the vehicle. You know? To prevent him from going, Gasa.
Yeah.
See, let me go to the phone. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you guys? Timasia.
Hey, we're good. What about you?
I'm good, thank you.
Right.
I think he should just forget about this girl. Because this is a form of abuse. And if it was he doing that to her,
yes, Gwala, yes,
it would be a totally different thing. Everybody would say, you need to leave him, you need to leave him. So I think he need to leave her alone. Because if he go back with her, it's going to be worse the next time.
Mm-hmm. You think she will not? I put us fellas alone. That I change. You mean ladies, they didn't change? When they say they make it, they change.
Well, in order for her to change, she would have to admit that she's doing something wrong and try to get help for herself. And most people, when they abuse you, they usually say to you, you're the one that caused me to do it.
Ah, okay.
So I think he should run. Just let her go. Find somebody that's deserving of him. Somebody that will not treat him that way.
Can I repeat that? Most people, when they are abusive, they try to make you believe that you're the one who is wrong.
You're the one that did something wrong. Yes.
How is that even possible?
Well, it is possible. The abuser always blame you and say, you're the reason why I did this. I think he needs to reevaluate the situation and let her go. Let her go. I think she needs therapy. He needs therapy too for wanting to go back with somebody that's been abusive to him, because it is a form of abuse.
Now you see, Kwana, the thing is, it happens once, twice, and we figure it is okay. We make back. You know, everything is all right.
No. You give everybody an inch, they take a yard. No. This is not right. He shouldn't stay with her.
Wow.
Okay. He shouldn't stay with her.
You know,
as much as I'm a woman and I believe in people trying to work things out, but when there is physical or mental or verbal abuse, it usually doesn't end up being a good thing.
And this person is incapable of changing. That's what you're saying.
Well, I don't think they're incapable of changing. I think they're capable of changing if they get the right help.
Okay.
But unless she admits that she's doing something wrong.
But she apologized.
And tried to get help.
But then
she has to get help for herself.
Right. An apology is not enough.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. She has to get help for herself. So if she cannot get help for herself, it will be a pattern that keep on repeating itself.
And help by getting help mean go to a professional.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And make the change. But he should not go back at all. He should demand that she leaves.
Yes. And what that thing about she's cutting up all his clothes? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You ruin all his stuff, and then he come home, and you're still there, and you're apologizing for that?
Well, you know...
I'm sure if he did that to her, she would call every policeman that's in the world to come and help her. You know?
Kola, when,
so
somebody,
Kola,
when somebody gets that angry, because I'm thinking, because she must have been really, really angry. You know? She must have been
It doesn't matter how... And he did the right thing by leaving.
Oh, yeah.
He did the right thing by leaving.
I would have given her a high five.
You could see he's maybe a decent person, a decent human being. So, because she's acting that way, like, because I don't even get the reason why she was acting that way anyway. So, if every little thing that happened to them, she's going to blow up like that, then no. He should run for the run. Just run. Get away from that crazy woman.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, but maybe she have mixed personalities. Who knows? You know? No. He should run.
Kola, you've never gotten so upset in a relationship where you want to mash up things and.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
So, I mean, come on, Kola, well, you could identify.
I have, but I'm not gonna mash up things and cut up all my husband's clothes. And I am somebody who likes to talk things out. If I'm having a problem, I like to sit down and discuss it. And we both come up with a solution.
Okay.
But when there is a problem and one person gets so overheated that they destroy all this other person's stuff, then that's a whole different ball game. It's going to keep on repeating itself. And in order for him to have peace of mind and be safe, because you never know, the next time she might hit him. Or she might, you know, you never know. That could end up being a disaster. So I think he should leave.
So it will never work out unless she gets help. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you very much, Kola. Thank you for your contribution. We appreciate you. What is on your mind? 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. You heard this caller saying, bro, if you locked on, are you in, bro? Are you in? Let's get another call. Good afternoon. Letla on RCI, you are on the air.
Iowa.
Yo, what up? You said, buddy?
What's up? Everything all right? Then?
Everything all right, Papa.
Boy, interesting. Interesting letter.
Much
so that, boy, I lied to tell you, a few of us, we freeze, you know, because there was that delay there, and people were not even calling, people wondering, well, what the hell is going on, what should I say, and what I should say? No, serious.
Yeah,
I mean, for the first time, I've been listening to your program, and it's like, wow, people are calling, man.
Yeah.
It's like everybody else freeze.
Yeah, gathering their thoughts.
Now, I will hear this.
Talk to me, bro.
For me, the first caller, she said that The lady, which is the guy's boyfriend, she tore up or mashed up television.
Laptop, that's
And hear that. Now, that's something that most of us have been accustomed hearing. You understand? Especially some individuals who believe that they can get away with making such I don't even know what word to use, but something like making an excuse for doing a particular thing that is outrageous. Mm. I mean, something that's senseless, you know? I mean, just imagine somebody do something and they tell you, you made me do that.
You see what you make me do?
You mean to tell me, you did all what you did. You could imagine that some people might very well say, but if they kill somebody, they say, but you caused me to kill so-and-so.
Yeah,
hello?
Yes.
You know, that for me there is a line there for me that is very, very serious, and this lady is crying out for help.
But Kola, I wonder, can it be that, you know, he may be the cause of that? Maybe something he's doing. that would cause her to behave that way. Maybe I already
caused her something. For example, if you're in the kitchen doing something, okay, there's a pan you just remove or took a pan of hot or food, a pan of food, and you rest it on the kitchen dresser, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Okay? In other words, you didn't put it in the place where it should have been, so that it doesn't fall down. Do you understand? Somebody might make an over. You cause the hot food or the pan of hot water, whatever the case, to fall right. because of where you put it.
Right.
You understand?
Okay.
But you cannot tell somebody. You had enough time to think, and to figure out what should you do as a result of your boyfriend behaving that way, or what you dislike about him. You understand? You mash up this and mash up that and kind of, and you say, you caused me to do X, Y, Z. Hello? The woman needs this help, man. And remind you, that particular excuse has been, that's prevalent. I mean, we hear that ever so often. When somebody tells you, oh, you make me this, and you make me that. Hello? Come on. I mean, you know, people like that, so you have to be wary of these individuals.
Yeah, we're responsible.
My brother, if anything else, you got to consider that thing very serious, and if anything else, tell the lady goodbye. Take care, guys.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for your contribution. And, you know, very often we've heard that, you know, people, you're responsible for your actions, you know. You're responsible for the way you react, you know, to whatever it is that you're going through. I mean, you're going through what you're going through, but the way you react, you are responsible for what you do. You know, it ain't nobody making you do anything. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. And that thing about destroying property immediately, you're wrong, you know. Yeah, man. Kick off on the wrong foot immediately. You're wrong for destroying property. Did you buy that? No. Okay, well, all right. Say you bought it, but if you gave it to the person, you're still wrong. That's a, you're still wrong. Or destroying property. You know? My lady, you need to control yourself. Control yourself if you're listening. And Paddy, our callers so far are indicating that you need to remove yourself
from the relationship.
Yeah. I mean, you said in the relationship that she's capable of being a sweet person. You've seen that side of her. I mean, I don't know, but for how long? Let's go back to the phone, C4. Good afternoon. Let me see how you're here.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
We're good, my brother. What about you?
I'm doing good. Quite interesting letter.
Yeah, man.
And there's something about relationships that a lot of people don't understand, right? Mm-hmm. There are always signs from the beginning of the relationship. When you go back through the letter, you would realize every time the gentleman was speaking to a young lady, the woman was uncomfortable.
Yes, he said that.
And was creating problems, accusing him of being guilty.
Yeah.
We are social beings. We all have friends. You have co-workers. You have friends from school that you meet. So the mere fact that lady was uncomfortable from day one, you realize what it grew into. She became more and more insecure until it blew up. What happened in the end of the letter being destroying stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So the next stage would be that woman will attack me, and most likely he might be threatened for his life. So already the relationship is toxic. So I am not of the view that this gentleman should continue in this relationship.
Wow.
For sure, both of them need help. Most times we believe counseling is only for people who are mental. Of course not. Counseling are for people in toxic relationships as well and other aspects of life. So both of them need some form of counseling to put that matter to rest.
So why would the partner need counseling, brother? Why would he need counseling?
Remember, he's a victim, eh? Remember, victims need counseling. So when he would maybe move on to another relationship, he would be moving into another relationship with fear because of behavioral pattern he has experienced.
Partner, what about all the people who have gone through that? Hey, partner, you know the amount of people who have gone through that? Huh?
Because what happened is that you would move on to one relationship with certain ideas in mind, certain expectations and certain fears, that you too may not be comfortable with and might not be able to give out your best in your next relationship. So those are the kind of things we look at. A lot of people believe counseling, you just go and speak to somebody and that's at the end. But no, you need that closure in your life with a lot of things. A lot of people...
Hey, partner, so we're not capable of getting over that on our own? We need
no.
professional... What?
No, no, no. That's what a lot of us believe. A lot of us believe we could just move on with things on our own. And then we realize we move on to the next aspect or next relationship and we still end up in problems because we have not had proper closure. Now, counseling helps give you that kind of closure for you to be able to move on properly. Mm-hmm. One thing about St. Lucia, we are not a counseling society. We believe once you go to a counselor, you're psychotic, you're insane, you're bipolar, which is wrong.
So, Paddy, so that is why a lot of us, you know, from we get into a relationship and before you would say anything, we out here.
Well, that's part of it too. That's part of it too. And that is what makes relationships ticklish. A lot of people move on to the next relationship.
Yeah, bro.
Without proper closure. And then they have expectations that those kind of things will happen. So they still live with that kind of fear. Now, being in any relationship, if fear is already a bad sign, so the sign of growth of that relationship, moving on to anything fruitful, will be difficult.
But let me ask you that. So if you were in a relationship, you went through a breakup, so you should seek counseling no matter what?
Yes, you should. You should seek counseling. It's part of moving forward.
No matter how the relationship ended?
Yep, no matter how it ended, sometimes you at fault, you're not at fault. You need to be relaxed before you move into anything new. So you have to look at that kind of aspect of it. When you look at society now, especially in St. Lucia, to see what relationships have evolved to, and what it's supposed to be, you don't have long-lasting relationships because people
forgive me if I sound ignorant. What is the purpose of the counseling?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything you go through in life affects you some way or not, even without you knowing. Right? So when you go through that aspect of counseling, you'll be surprised how the counselor will be able to open doors for you and show you things that you were not even aware that has been happening in your life. Certain patterns you may have or have developed, and you're not even aware all of those things were happening through things that have troubled you through your life. So the counselor could help you with that and help put you back on a proper path moving forward successfully.
So those of us who have not done that, we are still broken. That's what you're saying.
I would recommend you all get counseling.
If not, we are still broken. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. If not, you're still broken. And even in relationships where things go wrong and people remain in those relationships, especially women are very good at that. If you're in a relationship with a woman for 20 years and you did something 15 years ago, you'll be surprised in the 22 years she'll bring up whatever happened 15 years ago.
What?
So you need that kind of proper closure. What? You need that kind of proper closure to help you move on properly.
So, partner, all them fellas that have been in relationship and these ladies, they break up with one person, 2 months down the line, they're in another relationship. 3 months. Sometimes we leave one and immediately in the next one, you know.
Right. So all of those people need help. What would be a nice thing? Maybe one of these days, when you're doing Letla,
yes,
you bring a counselor to sit down with you to help analyze one of your letters and give proper advice to people, and you'll see how far that will go.
Yeah, man, I'm doing it, Kola. Thank you for that, my brother. Thank you very much for that.
Okay.
Man.
Have a good one.
You too, bro. What time make me feel bad day, you know? Because I've been in a few relationships and I So just imagine you didn't heal, you didn't go to a counselor, boy, and you're already in the next relationship. Good afternoon, let's learn us here.
I will.
My brother, yeah. What you say?
Boy, I ain't like to tell you, boy, you push and you push hard enough to figure out whether or not
all of us would need counseling, and I would have disagreed the last caller.
Oh, you disagree?
Mercy. Iwa.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. There are some of us who have been through quite a bit in life, and I mean, the best counselor for me personally is me, myself. You follow?
Yeah, why you say that?
Why is simply because of the fact that there are times, more often than not, if you're able to cure something, to find a solution for something on your own, that's a huge, huge plus. A huge plus. Because obviously there's so much information out there.
But Kola is making a point. He's saying sometimes you have an issue, you have a problem that you are unaware of.
There are times it depends on the severity of the situation.
Right.
You understand? You need a counselor. But I don't think in every instance that you need a counselor. You understand? For me personally, me, if I have been through X, or if I've been through a situation where I figure out that, you know something, it almost caused me my death. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would, first of all, is to sit down and consider and realize where I went wrong, what I did. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If I figure out I need more help, additional help, I will seek help. But for me, first and foremost, I know there are other people out there who have been through quite a bit, and they have been able to solve their own problems, some things, or if not all the things that they have been able to go through. Some of us should try it rather than to go. So every counselor, I ask you, the guy almost, well, the individual almost scare you there because you're figuring out where all of us should have gone through a counselor. You understand? But for me personally,
yeah.
I like to tell you, it doesn't matter what I go through in life, and I've been through quite a bit, because I can tell you what, hear this.
Mm-hmm.
When Renwick, Lord of Mercy, what should I say that on TV radio? Okay, I will. When Renwick was at the Penny Bank, Cooperative Bank?
Mm.
Remember?
Yes.
There's Renwick there?
Yeah, I think yeah.
Have you ever purchased a bottle of Gramaxone?
No.
You have never? Okay.
No.
All right. I could tell you at the time how much a bottle of Gramaxone was sold for. $13. No sense. Just $13.
Right.
And I will, believe me, I was for myself in a situation I just told myself, you know, to hell with that. Let me just do what I have to do and finish that story done. Well, I mean, thanks God, the brother went, he purchased the Gramaxone, but I was, thank God, the day in question, when I was supposed to have done Lord of Mercy, the thing that I didn't want to do and the thing that I even was fearful about doing, I didn't do it. Why? It's because I gave myself a few, and mind you, at that particular day, I walk in about the place, I ain't talking to nobody. Everybody, I mean, if you say, so-and-so, I'll just say, okay, and I go on about my business. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. I sat down for a few days, and I worked out my own problems and what I was going through at the time. It wasn't easy.
Was there a relationship?
Now,
relationship?
There was no counselor there.
Relationship issue, caller?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it was. Yes, sir. Now, I you have a habit of trying to tease.
No, don't worry. Go ahead. I paid attention.
I was very good at that. So let me end there quickly.
Yes.
So, there are times when we require, depending on the severity of the whole thing, but I always believe, and I'm a strong believer, if and when we do go through those difficulties in life, sometimes if we can, on our own, try and manage it and take care of it and just try and figure out where we went wrong, that's a huge, huge plus. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very
much.
Have
a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your honesty, Connor. But, bro, obviously listening, but you see, not all of us have the same mental capacity, the same mental strength to be able to deal with these issues. And I listen to you and I understand. Good for you, bro. You were able to get over that. You were able to overcome, you know. The other thing, too, is sometimes we think that we are right. Sometimes we think that we are right in our actions, the way that we behave, the way that we respond to certain things happening in our lives. And perhaps somebody who's on the outside or a professional, like my partner was saying, could point that out to you. Sometimes you think you're correct. You're right. You know, if you go to somebody who listens to you carefully, you know, put you to sit down and talk out your problems, they may ask you questions and then you may realize, but you know what, boy? But could have been wrong all the time. You know? It's the same way some people, when they write letter, they write in their favor.
Yeah.
You know? To make you believe. I'm not saying partner, the partner you... I'm not saying that is you. You know? But sometimes those individuals who write, they write in their favor to make themselves look good. I do understand the point he was making when he said that, boy, some people really need to seek counseling. Some of us going around broken, broken, and we just entering relationships. We ain't leave one yet. But, I mean, come on,
callers,
you all say it all the time, eh?
It happens.
But they say you even take time to heal her, take time to heal it yourself. Happens. But then again, listening to this caller, you know, are we healing? Is the problem still there? Is it still within us to behave the same way, to do the same things that caused us to be in the position that we are, or the position that we were in? You know? Boy, oh, partner, that counseling thing that hit me like a ton of bricks, see, because, and I know it's not me alone, my partner called back, Buto, to me. You know? But he's correct. A lot of broken people going around, boy, jumping from relationship to relationship. You think you are right? But boy, check yourself now, man. Check yourself. Let's take a quick break to acknowledge our sponsor, Fruit CC Moss. So we come back and read the letter one more time, and then we continue to take your calls. This is Letla on RCI, sponsored by Fruit CC Moss.
You know what they say about Fruit CC Moss,
eh? Partner, you know what they say about Fruit CC Moss?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruit CC Moss? Boy, that CC Moss makes me scorrenz, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruit CC Moss? Apart from tasting great, Fruit CC Moss is full of natural goodness your body needs. CC Moss is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. CC Moss is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruit CC Moss. Unless you say something else.
Fruit CC Moss, you know what they say.
We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds, to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth. Tired of the ordinary at lunchtime? Why not try something smart to chew on? The Lunchroom on RCI, Monday to Friday, 12:45 to 2 p.m. The Lunchroom, informative, enlightening, provocative, engaging. The Lunchroom on RCI, food for thought. The station that gives you, well, more lunch.
This is Radio Caribbean International, Letla on the Caribbean Sound, sponsored by Fruit CC Moss. If you've destroyed property, you may need to see a counselor. I mean, come on, if you've stood in front of a moving vehicle, you may need to see a counselor. Thank you, callers. We're going to read the letter one more time and then continue to take your calls at 452-3046. 452-3046. Casa Runke, the girl and I have been having problems. Not now. Bro, when she make up her mind, she's the sweetest person ever. But when you see she lose it, boy, that girl is a beast. As a man, I believe that no matter what you're going through in your relationship, as a woman, you have to remain calm. Be a lady at all times. But again, the woman has been showing some signs that she can lose it. I cannot talk to another girl and she around, boy. She tell me it does hurt her. She does join the conversation and tell the person she's my girlfriend. Rankin, I always saw the danger in that, eh? And she has always been like that. But bro, after a while, I just thought that it was outright disrespectful and I ended up paying for it. She claims me get her crazy, but when I check it, the girl losing it from day one. Rankin, I went to a function. I bathed, I dressed, everything in front of her. I left home, she has seen nothing. She was lying on the bed watching me. We lived together. I was at the party. It was my friend's birthday. I was dancing with her. She in front, I behind. Really enjoying myself, Rankin. Casa, I just feel boop in my back. And she grabbed me from behind and pulled me. I ended up sitting down on the floor. Now tell me, how is me that making you behave like that? Casa, that is how the girl is. Then she attacked my friend when she don't know the girl from anywhere. She don't know the girl from anywhere. She's wrong. You cannot do that. But no, don't tell her anything. She vexed. She want to fight. You don't know who the girl is and you're doing that. So while she was trying to hit the girl, I was shielding my friend. Boy, Rankin, the girl shouting, that's your woman. That's your tutut woman. That is why you leaving me home to go and do. Huh? How she go do me back? She go do me back, Rankin. I take my friend. I go outside. I tell my friend I going home. I go in my car. Imagine Rankin, birthday girl, tell me, drop her home. She don't want to go back to her own party. Yo, I dig her as in that. I tell her, stay. She say, no, she don't want to stay. So I drop her, and I go at my home. When the girl got back home now, bro, the girl quarrel from about after midnight until after 3 in the morning. Now, that's a girl I like the quarrel. Eh? From after midnight until after 3 in the morning.
See.
She want answers. She want answers. She want to talk. Rankin, I just want to sleep. Gasa, I was boiling inside, bro. Because it's only so much a man can take. Rankin, I was so vexed. After 3 in the morning, I just go for a drive. The girl do all kind of tutut in front of the car to prevent me from going, you know. She claim his woman I going to meet. Casa, the girl stand up in front of the car, hitting my bonnet. I just drive off. It's later in the day I check myself. I should have not done that. She was lucky she didn't get hit. Oh, my word. I reach all Pigeon Point. While I was by the beach, I call and I tell her, take everything you have at my home and just go. When I come back, I don't want to see her there. I saw Rankin, the girl mash up my TV. She mash up my laptop. She cut my clothes. Why? She must have been really mad, boy. Partner, what you do? Rankin, after all what that go on, I thought she would have go. When I got back home, I seen all the damage the girl do. And she's crying if I see what I make her do. Rankin, I myself so vexed. I ain't know what to do. I go back in my car. I go down the road. I go and check up partner. I cool out there for the whole day. I went back home about after 5 in the afternoon. Rankin, a totally different person. When I reach home in the afternoon, she apologized. She says she will buy back my stuff. But she don't want to leave me. Let's work it out. Rankin, the way the woman made me feel and the anger I had, I could have hurt her. Now, she ain't gonna know that because instead of staying and listening to the girl say things that will burn me and I end up doing something stupid, I driving away. But bro, I don't ever want to feel that way again. She tell me she loved me. And she wasn't thinking, please forgive her. She don't want to lose me. It's hard for her to trust me because of the way I just make her feel. Rankin, the girl have a thing in her head there, and that do have nothing to do with me. The girl has make up her own stories. So how that working? Is she even capable of being a different person? Will she stop? I know she can be a sweet person when she make up her mind, but gosh, I worried that will happen again. Or should I just let her go, bro? Should I just let her go, bro? 4523046. Let's reopen the lines. I want to hear from you. What are you thinking about this? Give him some advice. Should he remain? You know, should he try to work it out? Can she change? Should he insist that, you know, she goes, she leaves, you know. Can this work? Will this ever work? And then, you know, her behavior, is at an event. Yeah, I mean, you had to be really special, eh, to behave that kind of way in public. So, to take your boyfriend and grab him or grab her in front of a whole bunch of people.
You behave to fight.
That way. You have to fight. You're attacking somebody and thing, you know. I mean, you be... I mean, not even at home you should be behaving like that, you know. We go back to the phone, C4. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air.
Afternoon, Iwa.
What you said, Papa?
That's right. Let me tell you, myself. You know, I would not condone what she did.
Right.
But, Iwa, you know, you can't leave your woman in the house and go and party and get it good and not at least offer, even if she sit down there watching you, getting dressed, you never come across to offer you to let's go. Think about that, Iwa. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, she was very wrong to mash up the man things.
Yes.
But how are you going to a birthday party and you're not even inviting the person that with you in the house to go with you? What's going on there?
So if they invite the person now?
They're invited, but at least, you know, at least extend her the invitation. Let her decide whether or not she wants to go or not.
So wait. So if they invite your spouse, is you they invite? You have to, you...
Well, that's take true, that's true, that's true. Yeah, but you know the other mistake you made?
Right.
You cannot be out of the house and tell the woman to take her things and go. Made lucky he even get a house when he come back. Madness, that's so you know that your home, you vex. You leave the house, you tell the woman to take her things and go.
Yeah, the woman start to mash up things.
The woman will destroy everything in the house.
Yeah.
That she get a chance to destroy because at that point she acting on emotion.
Yeah.
And most women are like that. They'll act on emotion. Now, a lot of them will not destroy things, but some of them will flip.
Cut your clothes, mash up your things.
But I telling you, but sometimes they have some of them that the emotion is so raw. And they'll be raging sometimes. You know, yeah, the good thing he did was to leave the house. Yeah, you know, bravo to you. But you cannot be out of the house and tell the woman to take her things and go.
Kuala, answer a question for me. How is it that they are able to become so calm after? You see, after they behave like they're crazy, jumping from the car, jump on the bonnet.
That is emotions that run in the Iowa. You cannot expect to understand a woman's emotions as a man. You cannot do that.
What?
You understand? A woman who lie down on a bed and give birth to a child after 7, 8 hours, 9 hours of pain. You understand, Iowa? And then 2 days later, she's fine. You get me?
Yeah.
So how a man can tell me that he can't understand how a lady can destroy everything in the house and then the next couple of hours she's okay?
Yeah, and she's, you know, sorry.
I would run for the hills there, to be honest with you, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, he should not. If I know I can't invite her, I would not go out and get it good, and she's at home. I wouldn't do that.
So, partner, if somebody invites you to a party, they invite your lady, you go invite your lady to come.
No, I will not invite my lady. Don't get me wrong, but I'll tell you, out of courtesy, I will tell her, you know what, babe, they invite me to a party, but since you can't come, I'm not going, Iowa.
What?
I'm not going. We're going somewhere else.
No, why?
Why?
But because it's us, you know, it's one relationship. Sometimes you have to think about the other person, not just yourself.
Ah, good point.
You understand?
Point. I like that.
It's not just you.
Kola! Wait. Kola, you're saying something that is awesome, you know. And I just want us to gloss over that. Huh? That is extremely important. You know, you saying that you would not go if your lady can't come with you, partner.
No, that's me. That's what I would do.
That's
if I know I can't go and she can't come along, I stay with you. You know, we stay home together, we're watching TV and get it, whatever you want to do, we're doing it. But I will not go out and get it good. And you now sit down by yourself. And to make it worse, you sit down there watching me get dressed. Yeah, maybe I see that cutlass was sharpening for him long. I was the woman was sharpening her cutlass for that man long from the time he there getting dressed, watching him go. The woman was waiting for him.
Yeah,
make yourself slow that. Any woman that watching you get dressed, going out, and she just say nothing, you're looking for problems.
Kuala, what is your take on the counseling thing? You know, those people who, I don't know if you're paying attention, those people who exit relationships, those people who perhaps...
If you have anger issues, you have to take some time and try and get a new cup. Because if you don't work it out, you'll carry it into another relationship and that'll be even more problematic for you.
Okay.
I understand. Have a good day.
You too, my brother. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I mean, some solid advice. That, I mean, if you know that your lady will have an issue. See, boy, I know, I come into you. I want you to respond to that. If you know that your lady will have an issue, I mean, come on, you know, don't go, Gasa. What do you think? What you say? What you just say that,
Steve? I feel it's more than that, bro, because, I mean, at the end of the day,
You're not going.
At the end of the day, well, your significant partner cannot go everywhere you're going. So if you're going to work, your significant partner will go to work if you do. You're going to use the toilet. Your significant partner will go and use the toilet if you do. Nah, man.
Yeah, so you're saying, well, you have to be everywhere.
Yeah, you have to be everywhere.
Behave yourself, cool out. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're on here.
Good afternoon, Ira.
Hi, good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
The fella is wrong. The fella did bring the delivery in because he said she watched him dress and they went to the party together.
No, they didn't go together. That's another girl, eh?
What's that?
No, they didn't go together. They didn't go together.
They didn't go together?
No, she came after.
Oh, she came after. Right. Okay, okay,
right.
Okay.
Right. Right.
But if they didn't invite her, how she reached there?
But that's the thing, Paula. That's the thing. She followed him. You know, she went after him to see what he was doing. And she caught him. She caught him dancing.
She's
you know?
Crazy. She's crazy. He's crazy.
Yes.
A fella talking to some. I remember I was in a relationship and I saw my boyfriend talking to some woman. I passed him straight.
What?
So then he called me. He tell me, what you doing? Why you pass me straight? I see you coming. I tell a girl, look, my girlfriend come in and you just pass straight. I say,
me?
I not a nut.
Kuala, wait. Kuala, but you love me. You love me. Come on.
No.
Kuala, be honest.
No.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
That has nothing to do with love.
Kuala.
Sometimes.
Kuala, how long you are
I saw the two people talking and they were standing close to each other. So I passed it because I don't know what they have. I'm not going to make an ass of my. I'm not going to make a fool of myself.
Kuala, wait. Let me understand what you're saying. So you saw your boyfriend chatting with a lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just passed me straight, like you even know him, huh? You know any of
them? Well, I didn't just pass him straight. I acknowledge him and I go and do my business.
Hey, nah, Kuala, that ain't good, huh?
Call another person there.
What's that?
Why did you do that? Why?
Because to me they were standing too close to each other.
So in your mind, you thought they had something.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you passed straight. But that's good, eh?
No, I acknowledged you and I passed.
And you went on your business.
Yes, I went on my business.
Yeah. But but according to you, say he said that. Hey, but look, my girlfriend. She told you,
he saw me coming and tell a girl, look, my girlfriend coming.
Ebe, and you still pass straight?
My man.
But one question, girl. Come, let me ask you. You're still together?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
No.
Okay, all right. So, Kuala, what should he do? Should he try to make back with the girl? Should he try
No, I don't think he should make back with the girl.
Yeah.
I think he have to. It was he that do that to the girl. Everybody tell him, leave.
Yes.
Men are being abused, and they think it's okay. But it's not okay. Nobody will want that for their son.
True. Well said, Kuala. Well said.
So he have to move on. He have to move on.
Thank you, Kuala.
The girl's crazy. She is crazy.
Thank you.
You see that fella talking to a woman and going and say, my boyfriend out there. Madness.
Yes.
That is madness. Let the man introduce you. Why you want to introduce yourself? That's what it is. Anyway, have a blessing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know what she said, boy? She saw the boyfriend, and then she found that they were standing too close, so she just passed through. She just acknowledged him. Hey. Woman!
Yeah.
Now, you know, us men, we do things differently. We see you, hey, what's up, what you doing there? Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air.
Ranking.
Where you are? Why is that, my G?
Boy, been a while.
I know, my brother. Good to hear from you, man. What's up?
Because I'm just trying to wonder if it's not a next fella that bring him and woman there.
Bring him woman where?
Because the girl wasn't invited to the party. The man go to the party and the girl just show up at the party.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying how she get there?
How she get there? It could be another fella that know the man business that try anything on the girl that bring the girl there.
Well, it could be because yes, see how she get there. Yes,
no, but you know how she get there.
Yeah, no.
If he told her exactly where he go in and thing like that.
I think he did.
He never said that.
I think he did.
Now they follow me. They follow me, boy. They follow me. Party, they
yeah,
follow
me. That's a ranking fellas doing that, you know. I remember when I was younger, I had my brother car and I by the beach. And a fella pick up my brother girlfriend at Club St. Lucia and bring her by the beach, you know, in VD Beach.
Wait, what?
And drop her by the car, you know, thinking it's my brother that day. Yeah, and she come banging on the door, lean us.
Yeah.
But it wasn't him. It was me.
Oh, my word.
So fellas doing them things. So you have, all of that, you have to wonder if it's another fella that bring the girl by the party, knowing the man was there with somebody or something.
Yeah, so fellas have to be careful with them things,
Yeah, boy, then fellas want your people, they're doing anything, you know.
Thank you for that contribution, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Big up yourself, my G.
Yeah,
man. 4523046 is the number to call me. You still have some time to take maybe two or more calls, depending on the length of the calls. We could take some more. Let's go back to the phones. Good afternoon. Oh. All right, we lost that one. 4523046 is the number. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International. Let's try this. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Letland RCI. You are on the air.
First time caller, Iowa.
Hey, thank you very much. Good morning, bro.
Yeah, Iowa.
Yes, I.
You don't think this council is even by the beach and get? Remember the first guy who spoke, he said that the man needed counseling.
Yeah.
Or the couple needed counseling.
Right. Yeah.
You, Iowa, will leave your home at 3 o'clock in the morning and go by a beach by yourself?
No, but if the problem at home is too much, you wouldn't stay there, caller.
No, you wouldn't stay there, but you already was in a conversation with somebody.
Right.
And they asked you to bring them home.
Right.
Now, both you and that person got blows.
Right.
So you leave home. You need to talk about what went on because you dropped the person home already.
Oh, so you are going by the beach. You're going by the person. That's what you're saying?
No, you went by the beach, but you went by the beach not alone.
Oh.
And after the counseling session, then he tell the girl, I think it's time for you to move out. You don't think so?
I don't know, bro. I mean, I listen to you. I listen to you, bro. You know? I listen to you, buddy. You too, my brother. Thank you very much for your contribution. Should he stay in this? Or should he go? Should he try to work it out? Now, that partner that talk about the counseling thing there, I'm getting some messages there via our platform. Counseling is extremely good, people. Let me tell you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Letland RCI, you are on the air.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, my brother.
Okay. If a woman tells you she's going there, would you believe that she's going there?
I guess.
That's a question to be whole. Let me ask you a question. If a woman tells you she's not going there, and then you never meet her there, what that means?
She ain't go there.
Okay, exactly. So what that means then now, the equation of the effect is she's not ready yet. So use a big man to know how to control it. Forget about the criteria of what she's saying. Use a man, you have to think of what she's doing. Right or wrong, my brother?
I've followed you, caller.
But it looks like you know about them things, but you just explain like you...
No, caller, I try to follow you. I mean, you're asking some question and I'm trying to relate what you're saying there.
You have to use a little psychology in that, man. If you use it, you go get it, you know, my brother.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're correct. That's why I try to follow you. I try to follow exactly what you're saying and relate it to the letter.
Well, my point of view, is go with your instinct, my brother. If a woman tell you that, you will never go there.
Okay, my brother. Thank you very much for your contribution. Thank you. Go with your instincts, I guess, partner. How you feel? How you feeling about her? Do you feel that she's worth it? Do you feel that, you know, things can be resolved? Huh? Is there a second chance in the making? Can you make it work? Because, you know, I mean, relationship is all about trying to make things work, you know, commitment.
Yeah, basically.
Will she change? Can she even change after that? You know? And this caller was making a very important point with regards to the counseling. And when he said that a lot of us, and that's why I asked him, you know, are we broken? Because he was saying that, look, some of us in some real toxic relationships and we come out without seeking any professional assistance, you know. Toxic relationships, meaning you stand up in front of a car and your partner ready to drive off on you. You're destroying property, whether it be you slam a phone on the wall, you mash up plates, you mash up a laptop, you throw water, you break a glass, you slap somebody, you know. Hey, is that you? Bruh, 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 bruh. You know what I mean? Huh? A counseling boy. So the man was actually correct. So there are a lot of us going into relationships and we are ready. We're not healed. We are cooked right. Properly, yes, sir. You know, like they say, the food are cooked properly. We are cooked yet. They're not fully healed. But we don't enter another relationship already, thinking that perhaps we were correct in the way the previous relationship ended. We're correct, maybe, you know, we thought that we were in the right. And this partner was correct. I said, if you go to a counselor may make you see things that
you have.
Yeah. You're unaware of. I ain't fighting that. That is gold. That is golden. That is super advice. That's why I ask him. So those of us that just come from one relationship there and we just jump into another one, what happened? Will it work? And yeah, you see, most times no. Let it work in. It ends. Because we are healed properly. And sometimes, again, you could think you're right in the way that you behave in your actions, what you do. You figure out that, but you were right to move. But the issue is you. The problem is you. Yeah. Us. The problem is us. We're not fixed. Not been repaired properly. We still have the problem. Huh? So we enter another relationship. Put to again, you know. Same thing. But again, it's not us, it's the person. You know? It's not me. It's that person that wrong. It's that person. I cannot understand them. Why they so? You know? And we keep blaming and blaming and blaming and blaming. Saying it's not us, it's our partner. But hey, a counselor now, according to what he's saying, could make you realize that, look, boy, the underlying issue is so-and-so, and you have it. Yeah. People, think about it. Huh? All right, so you were in a relationship. It ended, a real bad relationship. It ended badly, you were arguing. They come for you, you come and find them, or whatever, this, that, and the other. Have you dealt with that? How did you deal with that issue? You were hurting that, sir, that destroyed you. Huh? How did you rectify that? Time. Well, they say time heals, but, you know, did it take care of the problem? Huh? And then you enter another relationship. And then what happened? Ended again, man. And yeah. Then maybe a year later down the line, 2 years or more, ended again. And another one because you're a top shatter, you know what I mean? The guys, the fellas like you, you're pretty, you're beautiful. The girls like you, Paddy. You know, tall, dark, and handsome. Your belly flat. You know, you're all right. But then how many years down the line? I mean, what happened again? Andy, man? Yeah, and the cycle just continues, Gasa. So some of us may really need help. In fact, not me. Some of us need help, right? Yeah, man. The man is making sense, huh, people? No, he was not. Of course, Gasa. That's super awesome advice. Super awesome advice. You know, I tried to get a counsel. I've tried. I just want to let you all know that I have tried. And we've had someone who has offered some assistance. I could tell you who he is. I say his name all the time. And it's Pastor Ben. You know, he has spoken to some of the people who have written to Letla on RCI. He does some counseling. You know. But we're not running after, we're not opposing that. We actually advocates for counseling. If you can do it, you should. You should. What do you got final call, C4?
Yeah.
What do you got final call? Good afternoon. Letland RCI, you are final caller. Hello? Hello? I suspect I pressed the wrong thing, you know, C4. I press drop him, man.
call back.
That was me, eh? My apologies. What, I dropped the call, eh? Instead of, yeah. Let's try that again. All right, I have it this time. I press the right button. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air.
Hi, you hung up on me before.
Sorry, caller. Go ahead, if the contribution. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm calling to say that I don't think the guy should go back with the girl. For reasons being, she's too ferocious.
She's ferocious.
Help, counseling. Yes. You need counseling.
Counseling?
If you're going to do that to your boyfriend in public, come home like a tyrant, and then the next minute you come, you're going to repeat the same behaviors again. Like the other caller said, that the people walk around broken. It is so true.
Yes.
But most times we go through relationships. Maybe something happened to her in a previous relationship. Like the guy said, there's something in her head. You know? And then that is bringing back memories to her.
Yes.
And then she's uncomfortable just seeing that. That means she has not healed. I'm just saying, assuming that's what the issue was. Yes. You know, I'm not saying that's what happened. So you carrying something like that around with you, any little thing you see, it will trigger that memory to cause you to behave irrational. So,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, Kola.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us, even me myself, at the time, you know, I was having a problem with my boyfriend at the time. And in the front yard, I just started screaming. Up to today, he said I need psychiatric help. So your pressure was too much. So sometimes we go through things and it really, really, really just touches us somewhere. The guy said, when you go to a professional, you don't know what that damage that thing has caused. So you need the professional that is trained to bring out that thing inside of you so that when you freely heal, you can move on.
Yes.
Love somebody freely, put aside your insecurities, and use your past experience as a stepping stone. I've been there, done that, I'm healed from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we jump from pot to frying pan to pot, it doesn't help. Because we walk around with that mentality, oh, this person is going to save me. Like there's a saying that people say, a woman's feeling is in her behind. You understand? So unless when you start seeing somebody while you're in a relationship, you kind of cling and say, oh, this one is going to be better. But the problem is still there inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You just move on, but nothing has been done to change what made you feel like that. You have to gravitate to that other relationship,
yes.
You know?
Yes, well said. So
that's my take. So I don't know.
Yeah. So you believe in counseling, Kora? You believe counseling is very important?
I do. So not everything. I don't believe that every little thing you need to go to a counselor for. But what I'm saying is that different people handle things differently. Sometimes the thing that you might just move on from and say, ah, I'm putting that behind me, that person is still dealing with that thing because mature in mentally, that person is not mature, what I'm going to say, mature enough to handle. Because we have a lot of children that leave their parents' home because of rebellion and they jump into relationships. These people don't know anything about relationships. Mm-hmm. They don't know when a man do this to that because they're too quick to be on their own for one reason or the other. So we have these people that are out there too that don't know how to handle disappointment, that don't know how to handle rejection, and they just use it anyhow. And then at the end of the day, that person is just walking around the scanner. Like they're mentally unstable. The things they've been through, not being able to be taught the proper way or learn how to deal with issues like that.
Thank you very much.
And I think a lot of us need it, both men and women. Some of us do need that. Sometimes, mom, you leave your home, you end up getting a woman pregnant. Right away, you're forced into fatherhood, motherhood. You have no experience, no training, no nothing, no guidance.
And that can take a toll, eh? That can take a serious toll on you.
And then in the end, you end up giving up. You end up wanting to hurt yourself because the pressure is too much. Or forced because of a mistake you made to get into life without really. I'm not saying everybody that has experienced life had experience before, prior experience, but you need to just have a certain awareness of where, that's where the parents come in. This is what you do. And even some of our parents too, they didn't have that. So it's a broken system that is repeating itself over and over and over and over from generations down. You understand?
Yes.
But now we can go online, we can read, we can do stuff and educate ourselves that our parents did not have before. You understand? To avoid all of those broken and mental men and women just walking around. Before any little thing, they slap you, they punch you, bump. They want to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even know how to control their anger.
That is dangerous. Kora, thank you so much. Thank you very much for your contribution. We appreciate you. And that's all the time we have on Letla for today. Somebody sent something. Let me see if I can just play this. Let me see if it will play.
Good afternoon, Iwa. I don't think this relationship should continue. I think they should go their separate ways. I think life is too short to have to be in such a toxic relationship. Excuse me. And I think their peace of mind and their mental state is very important. And if this continues, they will have neither of them.
Thank you for that. Rankin, I want to know how that girl reached there. If it's the voices in her head that drop her there, because I don't understand how you can blame somebody else for the way you overrated in a situation. But it's all honest. In all honesty, I believe Mitch should run for the hills, bro. He should change his number as well. Sell that car it have there and just...
Wow.
Can you imagine sell his car? Sell his car, check out all your sell his car, change your number to everybody. Oh my God. And some advice, eh? Sell your car, change your number plate, start over, bro, because that kind of behavior from anyone can be fatal to life. And this one says, my brother, eh, go back there because your family and friends will follow you slowly. We're ranking two mad people. Counseling, sir, is effective. These are two mad people. But counseling is effective. There are many persons walking around with undiagnosed mental issues. She could be bipolar, maybe depressed from a previous relationship. And maybe she has no trust. Yeah. sometimes they come in nice. If you see them, they're looking good. They're broken. Mm. They have issues. Yeah. And you see them, they're pretty. Oh, you're young. Man saying the late last year, I just joined the conversation and introduced herself. Eh? Boy, rank and control is something everyone should have inflicted on themselves and not others. Control, control. Red flags are to be taken as that and not bed sheets for warmth. If this guy has seen how sweet this girl can be, but on the flip side, she's a beast, then he should have made the smart decision of exiting the relationship so that she can sort out her psychological issues. To stay and to facilitate this behavior without boundaries is to accept and participate in an activity in an actively sorry toxic situation. So the big act of the punch in his back is the true beginning of more abusive behaviors to come. He needs to run to the hills. Run, my brother. Leave that relationship. Leave it altogether. Violence of any kind is unacceptable, notwithstanding that that is more prevalent through men. Women shouldn't raise their hands to their men. We need healing. Yeah, that's true. A lot of broken people. You only believe that? Okay. You only have to believe me, man. And for those people who are in relationships and they're telling you, you have to drop all your friends. Our. Look at it. Timasi, hey, that relationship is far beyond repair. Trust is broken every which way. But I think it is very disrespectful for persons to invite somebody to a party slash function and not invite their spouse. What my caller partner say? My partner say, boy, Runkin. I'm not going, boy, Runkin. That felt so good to have it say that. But see, first say, what? My baka say, I'm going to say, what? Oh, you can't go everywhere.
But this, but for real.
My baka say, oh, well, you, wait. You can't go everywhere, that's a nice excuse. So I'm going to hook you to come too. See, what is it? They can't blame you, you know. So I'm going to hook her. You want to come too? She can't come everywhere, see, voila. You can't go everywhere, boy. Hey. All right, where am I? But I think it is very disrespectful for persons to invite somebody to a party or function and not invite their spouse. There is no excuse for what she did. Absolutely none. And if it is my son or brother, I'm telling me to run. But think about this. Why, if it is the birthday girl's party, she leaving the party and asking him to drop her home? Good question. So, she have no family member at her fete to take her home. Our fellas, the birthday girl is made woman. Yes, I mean, yes. I mean, I won't really see that. Assuming the guy has not been neglecting his partner and stirring in insecurities, not that her behavior was warranted. Something is wrong. I'm disappointed in the woman's behavior, Rankin. Why destroy his property and attack him? You see, but you see that destroying property thing?
Yeah.
Ladies, y'all, don't stop that there, please. Okay, don't do that. All right, my girls, don't do that. Don't destroy anything, you know. The guy needs to seriously evaluate this relationship. Is he watering his own grass? You know, if she's genuine in her attempts to salvage things, give her an audience. He should make time for the relationship, give her an ultimatum. If this persists, both of you should part ways.
Yeah, I was just about on the discussion, I don't know.
Yeah, man. Rankin met went with the birthday when he went home at 3 in the morning.
What?
Oh, he didn't left. Say that part because he needed to get counseling after he called his woman and tell her go. C4, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Marine. Thank you to all those of you who call. Those of you who normally listen and do not call. Thank you. Thank you very much. Until next week, Wednesday, people. This has been another Letland RCI Made Possible by Fruit CC Moss. Ladies, women, continue to enjoy your day. Be safe. C4, big up yourself. Thank you, Marine. Thank you, Fruit C.